If you could see me right now, you would notice my unique facial gestures. Just wrinkled my nose, raised my eyebrow. Oh, no, my jaw is dropped open. Okay, I'm going to stop now. But here's the thing. If you could see those gestures, you might trust me more, or more likely, less. That is what Cornell psychology professor David Pizarro and his team think. They've honed in on these small human traits in part by working with a robot. David joins us now from Cornell University to tell us why. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hey, so on a personal level, what was it that sparked your interest in studying the link between our physical gestures and trustworthiness?
So one of the first things that I was interested was in the study of emotion, which has a long sort of history of the study of facial expression. But honestly, personally, I had an interest in this because I had always been told as a child that I smiled a lot. Sometimes they told me I smiled too much. But I realized that I often got a lot of advantages because of this. You can get away with quite a bit if you just have a genuine smile on your face. Now, you can't fake a smile. It's quite difficult to do. But so long as you have a genuine smile, people really seem to take a greater liking to you. It seemed to me, I didn't notice it at first, that this was doing anything to other people. But as I got older and people started telling me, you know, how come you got free coffee the second time you went into the coffee shop? You don't even know them. I've been coming here for 20 years. And I thought maybe it was something to do with the disarming sort of gestures and facial displays that I make.
So from that very personal experience in noticing the smile effect, what specific questions have you been studying around gestures and trust within your work?
One of the questions that we arrived at, and this is in collaboration with Robert Frank, who's an economist here at Cornell, the first thing that we sought to try to investigate was whether or not people actually did read other people's gestures, starting with facial displays, but we moved on to bodily gestures. A lot of work had been done in the past, say, 10, 15 years within social psychology, which is my field, showing that bodily mimicry also plays an important role in human interaction. So by bodily mimicry, we simply mean that suppose that you and I were sitting right in front of each other, and I put my hand on my chin, and a second or two later, you put your hand on the chin. It turns out people do this quite a bit, and they do it without even noticing that they're doing it. But some people do it more than others, and it turns out that those people who are unconsciously mimicking the actions of others actually are judged as more likable.
Segment 1.
If you could see me right now, you would notice my unique facial gestures. Just wrinkled my nose, raised my eyebrow. Oh, no, my jaw is dropped open. Okay, I'm going to stop now. But here's the thing. If you could see those gestures, you might trust me more, or more likely, less. That is what Cornell psychology professor David Pizarro and his team think. They've honed in on these small human traits in part by working with a robot. David joins us now from Cornell University to tell us why. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hey, so on a personal level, what was it that sparked your interest in studying the link between our physical gestures and trustworthiness?
Segment 2.
So one of the first things that I was interested was in the study of emotion, which has a long sort of history of the study of facial expression. But honestly, personally, I had an interest in this because I had always been told as a child that I smiled a lot. Sometimes they told me I smiled too much. But I realized that I often got a lot of advantages because of this. You can get away with quite a bit if you just have a genuine smile on your face. Now, you can't fake a smile. It's quite difficult to do. But so long as you have a genuine smile, people really seem to take a greater liking to you. It seemed to me, I didn't notice it at first, that this was doing anything to other people.
Segment 3.
But as I got older and people started telling me, you know, how come you got free coffee the second time you went into the coffee shop? You don't even know them. I've been coming here for 20 years. And I thought maybe it was something to do with the disarming sort of gestures and facial displays that I make.
So from that very personal experience in noticing the smile effect. What specific questions have you been studying around gestures and trust within your work?
One of the questions that we arrived at, and this is in collaboration with Robert Frank, who's an economist here at Cornell, the first thing that we sought to try to investigate was whether or not people actually did read other people's gestures, starting with facial displays, but we moved on to bodily gestures.
Segment 4.
A lot of work had been done in the past, say, 10, 15 years within social psychology, which is my field, showing that bodily mimicry also plays an important role in human interaction. So by bodily mimicry, we simply mean that suppose that you and I were sitting right in front of each other, and I put my hand on my chin, and a second or two later, you put your hand on the chin. It turns out people do this quite a bit, and they do it without even noticing that they're doing it. But some people do it more than others, and it turns out that those people who are unconsciously mimicking the actions of others actually are judged as more likable.